Section A, Mini Lecture. In this section, you will hear a mini lecture. You will hear the lecture once only. While listening, take notes on the important points. Your notes will not be marked, but you will need them to complete a gap-filling task after the mini lecture. When the lecture is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your notes and another 10 minutes to complete the gap-filling task on answer sheet 1. Use the blank sheet for note-taking.
Study in America. This week in our foreign student series, we discuss something for students interested in higher education in the United States. Firstly, let's learn about how to get the information you need. One place to go for advice and information about American colleges and universities is an Education USA Center. More than 400 of these educational advising centers are located around the world. The advisors at Education USA centers do not charge any money for their services. They help students find schools and get information about financial aid, admissions tests, and visa requirements. The centers are supported by the State Department. You can find the nearest one on the State Department's website for international students. Another place to get information is at an educational fair. Representatives of American colleges and universities present information and answer questions from students and their parents. The Institute of International Education has been organizing United States higher education fairs in Asia since 1982. Last year, more than 14,000 students attended these fairs in China, India, Indonesia, Japan, Thailand, and Vietnam. The next higher education fairs in Asia are in October. Secondly, we talk about applying to an American college or university. International admissions officers advise students to apply to at least 3 schools. You may be able to apply online and pay the application charge with a credit card or by mail. You should study the websites of schools that interest you. You can find information about how and when to apply, how much it will cost, and whether any financial aid is available. And you can probably email the admissions office with any questions. In most schools, the admissions website has an area where people can send questions to current international students. Wherever you apply, you should start the application process at least 2 years before you want to begin your studies. Completing the applications and any required admissions tests will take time. There are 2 competing admissions tests at the undergraduate level, the SAT and the ACT. The SAT involves mathematics and language and includes writing an essay. The ACT is designed to measure what a student learned in high school. There are questions in 4 skill areas: math, English, reading, and science. Most American colleges and universities require applicants for a bachelor's degree to take 1 of the tests. Some students take both. The ACT is advertised as America's most widely accepted college entrance exam. The SAT is advertised as the one most widely taken and, combined with high school grades, the best predictor of college success. For graduate-level programs, applicants often have to take the Graduate Record Examinations, or GRE. The general test measures reasoning, thinking, and writing skills. Non-native English speakers will most likely have to take the TOEFL, the Test of English as a Foreign Language, or IELTS, the International English Language Testing System. Most American colleges and universities accept 1 or both of the 2 major tests. The TOEFL is given in 180 countries. The competing IELTS is given in 121 countries. 1 million people each year take the TOEFL, says Tom Ewing, a spokesman for the Educational Testing Service. Same with the IELTS, says Beryl Mehron, the executive director of IELTS International. She says 2,000 colleges and universities in the United States now recognize the IELTS. The IELTS is a paper test, while the TOEFL is given on paper only in places where a computer test is unavailable. The TOEFL paper test costs $150. It tests reading, listening, and writing. A separate test of spoken English costs $125. The computer version is called the TOEFL IBT, or Internet-Based Test. The price is different in each country, but generally falls between $150 and $200. The TOEFL IBT and the IELTS both measure all four language skills, listening, reading, writing, and speaking. But with the IELTS, the speaking test is done separately as a live interview. You speak with an examiner who is certified in ESOL, English for Speakers of Other Languages. IELTS International says the test measures true-to-life ability to communicate in English for education, immigration, and employment. Institutions in Britain and Australia jointly developed it. Thirdly, what's the next step if you get accepted? Just getting accepted to an American college or university does not guarantee that you will get a visa. And getting a visa just lets you arrive in the United States. It does not guarantee that an immigration officer will permit you to enter the country. Travel documents come from the Department of State, but immigration is the responsibility of the Department of Homeland Security. The State Department has a website with all the rules for getting a visa. The address is UnitedStatesVisas.gov. United States Visas is all one word. If you are requesting a visa for the first time, you will probably have to go to an American embassy. You will need to bring a government form sent to you by your American school that shows you have been accepted. You will also need banking and tax records that show you have enough money to pay for your education. And be prepared to provide evidence that you will return to your home country after your studies end. All of this is important in satisfying the requirements to get a visa. Foreign students must contact their local embassy to request an interview and to get other information. This includes directions about how and where to pay the visa application charge. The cost is $200. You should apply for the visa as soon as you have been accepted to a school in the United States. The government needs time to perform a background investigation. You cannot receive a visa more than 120 days before the start of your program. And if you are coming as a student for the first time, you cannot enter the country more than 30 days before classes begin. Once you come to the United States, you can stay for the length of your period of study. Your school is required to provide the Department of Homeland Security with reports on your status as a student.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your notes, and then complete the gap-filling task on answer sheet 1 in 10 minutes.